Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me this morning over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today, Mayor?
We're very good, very busy. Lots of meetings. It's our Association of Manitoba Municipality week of meetings, and they're by Zoom, so we're basically on the phone three or four times a day for an hour to get all the information we can.
All right, I see. And how are those meetings going overall?
They're very good. Good attendance from all across the province on them. It's a little bit different when you can't meet in person and ask the questions and that. You don't quite have the networking that we normally do, but at least it still gives you the information, and we will have chances later to talk with our counterparts on how this works.
Mm-hmm. And how long will these meetings be running for?
They run till tomorrow, Friday. The last one I have is tomorrow afternoon.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm sure we can talk more about it next week once everything's been concluded. Now, over the weekend, there was an incident where a child was stuck in a sinkhole and the city ended up having to use a vacuum truck to get him out. So first off, what was your reaction to hearing this?
Like everybody else, basically my heart just sunk. My stomach felt unrest, because at first you don't even know the depth or whatever of what's happening to a person. So once I got the information it was a 12-year-old and that he'd actually been delivered home and didn't have the hospital, it brings a little bit more satisfaction to you. But even the fact that something like that happens, it is very upsetting. Could have been one of my own grandchildren.
Absolutely. Now, what's the city's mandate when it comes to sinkholes?
So basically, this one happened after a water break dig, and the hole had been filled in and packed by the crews. But there was some wetter gravel there wasn't quite enough room left in the sidewalk for people to get around. So it was a work in progress that we were basically still working on. And they had started, there was a couple barricades up there, but it was just one of those things that, between the spring thaw and the snow and that had a little bit more impact on the gravel. There was no, not looking like a sinkhole or anything that was there. It was just, soupy gravel.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's a work in progress. Could you speak to what could be different about the city's approach to filling these sinkholes moving forward?
Yeah, not knowing it was a sinkhole at the time, there could have been maybe a little bit more barricading done up before they left the site, just to make, to me, you should always go that extra mile to make it a little bit extra secure. But, then again, you're also going with your gut feeling that it looked like, when they left, it looked like a safe site. And basically, it was over a day later before these issues, really came to light.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a resident sees a sinkhole or even a pothole or anything of that sort, what should they do?
Okay, if it's during work hours, they should call 204-677-7970. If they, if they see anything that's out of the ordinary that they think is a problem or that. If it's after hours, basically in the evenings, night, overnight, you call the city line at 204-677-7910, and that goes to the fire department, which has the numbers for the on-call workers. So if you see something during the night that has developed, or after hours, after supper, early morning, give that number a call, and there's always on-call workers. I used it myself on Saturday when there was another bit of an issue with water all of a sudden, a hole developing by a storm sewer. So it's guys, girls are very quick to react. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that there should be somebody at your beck and call.
All right, sounds good. Now, anything else about this that you wanted to chat about today?
No, it's just, basically this was two boys walking home to their home, and it could happen. So it could happen to anybody. Just make your children and yourselves aware that it is spring. Even some of the water breaks that we may have fixed over the winter and that haven't had a chance to settle. Now, once that snow and everything and lawn repairs, whatever, are settling, that there could be some, hidden hazards under there. So just any new construction or where we've left construction sites that appear to be done, just take that extra look or caution before you walk over it.
Moving on, the North has had its first confirmed variant case of COVID-19. So what does this mean for us here in Thompson and the surrounding area?
Well, first off, we have found out that this variant was detected in the pot. But what that means for us is that it is now in the North, and we have to be even that more diligent. Even though you've got the vaccine, that does not give us a free-for-all that we can't take it easy. We still got to wear our mask, wash your hands, limit your contacts, limit your travel. As we noticed the cases over the last couple weeks, yesterday it went down a bit, but they were, you know, starting to creep up there, and a lot of it was due to travel. A lot of people going, you know, even out of province, which when you go out of province, you are to self-isolate for 14 days when you get home. If you know that somebody's not doing that, please contact the authorities or even the RCMP, and they will look into it. We always worry about the variant coming to Thompson, and like I said, being in the North, it's likely only a matter of time. So I really want to stress to people that the small gatherings, the social distancing, I just really can't say enough about that. Keep us all safe.
What would you say to residents who may feel unease or uncertainty as this third wave of that pandemic begins and as we may potentially see more variant cases pop up?
Well, you know, this may sound not nice, but I am much more, I don't know, happy to see their residents feel uncertain, because I know then they are watching out. It's the sort of nonchalant ones that really, you know, don't give a care and are out and not following protocol and, you know, having people over, going out to people's parties and that. That's what I worry about. And even, you know, we've got like our biggest employer, Valet. If something happens in the North, you know, and gets into our biggest employee, we just saw that in Hud Bay, that they actually had to shut down because they had They had some COVID cases in there, but they didn't have enough backup staff. So they've actually had to shut down for a few days. So if that something happens to our major employers up here in Thompson, we would definitely be under the gun. Same with Walmart. I see a large crowd yesterday on my way home. We're sort of standing together. That has to end, people. Please, please respect yourself, respect others, and let's follow the rules.
There was a council meeting on Monday, and a couple of items on the agenda pertain to right-of-way easement agreements for Wapanoag and Acol Riverside. There was some discussion surrounding having this work be done when schools were not in session, for example, the summer break. So could you elaborate on that and if that's something the city can plausibly do?
Okay, so the right-of-way easements, we're just giving them permission to open up, use city land to put their equipment on or to run the cables and stuff that they need to service the school. But basically, this is not a city contract. This is the school district of Mystery Lake contracts that they work basically with the utilities to get it done, and our only part. So we really have no say in when it gets done. It is up to the school district, and with them having the children in school, we know they do everything possible to keep the children safe, so it will definitely be dealt with in a safe manner.
There was also a resolution to approve the transfer of utility to taxes, which also led to some debate on how the city goes about this process. So what's your take on that?
Okay, well, this is nothing new. It's been happening, I think, since I was first on council or thereabouts. And so what happens is when the water bills and other things that haven't been paid to the city, when they get a year behind, so we're basically working on 2020 now, when they get a year behind, then it is added to the tax rolls. Now, the people do have a chance to come in and catch up and pay them in the meantime, but that has been the strategy. And that is basically, through the Municipal Act, our only recourse, and it is an allowed action to do, is to add them to people's taxes.
All right, I see. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Monument presentation had to be postponed to a later date. So can you speak to when this presentation will take place?
No, actually, somebody came on the call when they were to be doing their presentation and said that the person that was going to give it was on another meeting. So this will be between, you know, Tammy, our staff. We'll set it up with them again as soon as possible. Like, this was the second time that we tried to get it, and we'll get it right, you know, third time's the charm here. So I'm really looking forward to this presentation, but it will be on the agenda when they do get.
All right. Now, one more thing I wanted to touch on before we get into the city and public work updates is that the federal government will be providing $2.2 billion to municipalities across Canada by doubling the gas tax fund. Now, Thompson is one of these municipalities, so could you tell us a bit more about this announcement and what your take is on it?
Yes, back in election year 2019 there, they had actually doubled the gas tax there. So that means the city of Thompson goes from, you know, $360,000 to $720,000, give or take a few dollars. And then it happened again this year. It didn't happen last year. So what this $700,000 does, that basically goes, into our infrastructure. And with everything that's happening, and we all know about Thompson's crumbling infrastructure, this is just, you know, in a tough year at the best of times, this is great news for our city to get this extra money to be going into our summer program.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Are you able to speak to certain projects or subsections of infrastructure that this money could potentially be going towards at this time?
No, I know it's been handed over to our crew staff that's working on this, so I'm sure maybe even as possible, early as next week, we'll have some answers on where we are. We're still in the midst of all the spring work going, summer work going out. There's been, you know, some delays on other messaging, so we're just waiting on a few more messages so that we can put all together exactly what's going to be done.
All right, sounds good. Now, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Public works, they're basically out repairing or fixing potholes, which they've been doing all the way along. And other than that, I know they're getting the spring equipment ready to go for, you know, sweeping grass, sweeping the streets and that. So that is definitely right on the very near agenda.
And was there anything else you'd like to talk about today before we wrap up here this morning?
And yes, there was, and I have likely just forgot it. How's that? There was one more thing I wanted to mention. But anyway, it's, spring is in the air. I want people to be careful, especially when we get these freeze and thaw cycles that it's, you know, cold and it's, all of a sudden there's a bit of ice under there that doesn't look dangerous, but you can take a pretty good fall on it. And if we do happen to get some more snow, please be careful out there with that being said. So I would like to commend all the businesses that are struggling to stay open and following protocol in that, just how much we appreciate everything that they do, and that we definitely are on your side as to supporting. And please let the people know, support our local business, support our local restaurants with takeout and that if you can and that. And again, we can't say it often enough, especially with this third wave coming. Follow the protocols. Please, please, please wear your mask, self-distance, wash your hands. If you're, especially now, I think it's more important than ever when we do hear, you know, the news out of the pond and Hud Bay and stuff, that if you are sick or feel sick, please stay home. Please phone the hotline to see if they recommend a COVID test. Get a test if it's recommended, and stay home until the results are in.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.